I want to welcome all of you again as we are continuing in our sermon series on witnesses, in which we are looking at the lives of some of those people who were witnesses to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we are looking at the impact that that experience had on each of them. And we're also exploring their stories to see what we might learn from their experiences and from their witness. So the first week we looked at Thomas, who is often referred to as Doubting Thomas, and we're reminded that God can work in and through us in spite of our doubts and questions, and it's okay to have doubts and questions. Last week we looked at the story of Simon Peter, and we were encouraged by the fact that God saw something in Simon Peter that nobody else saw. And sometimes God sees things in us that we may not see in ourselves. And our role as the church is to help encourage one another to grow in different ways so that we can live into our potential as followers of Christ. Today we're going to be looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus, and John, the beloved disciple. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. This is a picture of the very first church I ever remember attending. It was a church in a small town in Pennsylvania called Petersburg. My father served that church and two other churches while he was attending seminary. We moved to Petersburg whenever I was 2 years old, so my memories of that particular church are a little bit fuzzy because we left that area when I turned five. We weren't there very long. But I do remember the inside of the sanctuary. It had curtains just like these that divided the choir area from the congregations area, and as a little girl, I used to love to crawl underneath those little curtains and peek my head out whenever I was allowed to play in the sanctuary and in the church. And you can just kind of see in the far side of the picture the house that's next to the church. That house is the house in which we lived. It was the parsonage. And it was an old Victorian home. And part of it was subdivided into an apartment. And in that apartment lived an elderly woman who had never been married, never had any children, and my sister Rhonda and I called her Aunt Pearl. And Aunt Pearl used to sit out on the swing on her porch and just watch life unfold in that small community. And she would invite my sister and I to come over and sit on the swing beside her. And every once in a while, she would invite us to come into the apartment that was part of that parsonage house. And Aunt Pearl would give us a snack, and we would watch the Lawrence Welk show together. Anybody remember Lawrence Welk? What was the name of that couple that used to dance together? I'm thinking like Buffy and I don't remember. Barbara and Bobby, thank you. That was driving me nuts last night. I could not sleep because I was trying to remember Barbara and Bobby. But whenever I hear Lawrence Welk, I think of Aunt Pearl. And the memories of Aunt Pearl really came back to me as I was reflecting on the lesson for the sermon today. In the lesson, we hear some of Jesus' last words from the cross when he speaks to his mother and says, "Woman, behold your son." And then he speaks to the beloved disciple. And while scripture doesn't explicitly say it, tradition has always held that the beloved disciple is John, and says to John, "Behold your mother." And I think in that exchange, Jesus is giving us a legacy for what it means to be church and what it means to be in relationship with one another. So what is it that we know about Mary and John? Well, we know that Mary was present from the very beginning, even before the beginning of the life of Jesus. We know that the angel Gabriel came to Mary and announced to her that she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that when she shared the news with Joseph that she was pregnant with a child that he had not fathered, Joseph had the option of having her stoned to death, but he rejected that and initially decided that he would simply put her away quietly, break off the engagement. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to Joseph in a dream, and he accepted Mary as his wife and became the father of Jesus, the earthly father. We know that when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple and presented him, that very godly man named Simeon spoke to them both and told them that this child was destined for great things, and then looked at Mary and said, "And yet his rising will pierce your heart, and it will be split in two." We know that when Jesus was 12 years old, she frantically searched for him as he was missing for 3 days. And they finally found him in the temple in Jerusalem. And we know that it was at Mary's urging that Jesus performed his very first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where the wine had run out. And so he turned water into wine. We know that Mary was a witness to his ministry from the very beginning. And what is it that we know about John? Well, we know that John and his older brother, James, were some of the very first disciples that Jesus called, along with Simon Peter and his brother, Andrew. We know that their father was named Zebedee. We know that John began as a fisherman. We know that John and his brother may have been a little hot-tempered and impetuous. Jesus at one point calls them sons of thunder. Wouldn't you like that nickname? Sons of thunder. It sounds like a motorcycle club, right? And we know that they had been sent out in ministry and mission, and a town rejected them, and James and John both said that they wanted to call down thunder and lightning from the heavens to strike that town in Samaria. They may have been a little impetuous. But we also know that John and his brother James, as well as Peter, witnessed some of the most miraculous events in the life and ministry of Jesus. They were the only three who were present whenever Jesus raised to life the daughter of Jairus. They were the ones who were present on the mountaintop whenever the appearance of Jesus was transfigured, and he began to shine with a supernatural glow, and in his presence there were Moses and Elijah. It was John, along with James and Peter, whom Jesus asked to accompany him into the Garden of Gethsemane in the hours before his arrest and crucifixion, and asked them to stay with him and wait with him and watch with him while he prayed that this cup might be taken away. But not my will, but yours, Father. We know that John was a witness to the ministry of Jesus. And we also know that both Mary and John were witnesses to the crucifixion. Of all of the apostles, only John is named as one who was standing at the foot of the cross, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and several other women. Mary Magdalene is named frequently, and then the Gospels differ on who the other women were there, but it was John and Mary, the mother of Jesus, who stood there watching him in his agony. And it is from the cross that Jesus speaks these words to those two witnesses to his life and ministry. Woman, behold your son. And to John, behold your mother. I think maybe that is part of Jesus' last will and testament. It is part of his legacy for us, speaking those last words from the cross. Mike and I have both reached the age where our parents are frequently giving us instructions about their final wishes. And they have prepared their wills, and they go over their wills with us on a regular basis. And they talk about their funeral planning and what they would like to have happen at their funeral services. They are preparing their legacy. And in a sense, we are getting ready to do the same thing. You know, we are of a certain age, and we are beginning to think about and plan for those final things in our lives. And I think when Jesus was on the cross and his death was imminent, he was giving his legacy, his last will and testament, his final wishes. And his final wishes were for no one to be alone. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. And I know that we talk about the beginning of the church as happening at Pentecost, when the power of the Holy Spirit was poured out and people began to speak and people from all nations could understand the preaching in different languages. But I think maybe, in a way, the beginning of the church happened at the foot of the cross, when Jesus entrusted Mary and John to one another's care. And I think maybe Jesus is telling us that the church is to be a place where there are no widows and no orphans, where we have one another to lean on and to rely upon. I think maybe Jesus is telling us that the church is a place where the Aunt Pearls of the world, who never had a husband and never have children, are taken in by the children of that church and that community. We become family to one another. I think that is the witness of Mary and John. That's what it means to be church. That Jesus looks at us and says, woman, behold your son. And son, behold your mother. And we are all family with one another. I thank God for that witness. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for the witness of Mary and John, who became family to one another, We thank you for the witness of the church, which allows us to be family to one another as well. Help us to truly live into that. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. And all God's people said, Amen.